Marketing Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by ShipWorks. Ship more in less time. Let us lend you a long floppy ear at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630.
So we were talking about packing and shipping things, things that are breakable. And it's so funny because I put it in Google just now.
Yeah.
You know, I mentioned the other day that I have CJ and Betsy to help me when I have a problem with packing something. But I just put it in Google. 38 million suggestions came up.
Wow.
For how to pack. So I put in there how to pack and ship glass. No breakage.
No, that didn't work.
Well, so much for that one. Throw that out. Okay. So here's one that says, I'm writing this guide to use for instructions on how to properly pack and ship glass without breaking after receiving far too many broken pieces of antique glass.
Yeah.
Number one, wrapping. Wrap each item tightly in a minimum of 3 layers of bubble wrap.
And it should be big bubble wrap, not the small bubble wrap. The big bubbles are for protecting, fragile items. That are structurally fragile, like glass or ceramics or cast iron, which can be very brittle, as we've discovered this last week.
Really?
Yeah. Cast iron is a brittle sub. It can, if it's not packed correctly, stress can cause it to break. So if you drop a box, for example, and the legs of something are cast iron and they're resting on the bottom of the box, they're going to take the brunt of the force,
wow,
and they can snap off.
Never even thought of that.
Yeah.
I always thought it was indestructible.
No, cast iron is not.
So three, you agree with the 3 layers of bubble wrap, and you think it should be large bubble wrap,
not the small bubble wrap. That's for protecting small items or the surface of larger items, like you would wrap a antique book,
okay,
in tissue paper, and then small bubble wrap to keep anything from marring the surface.
And then this person says box selection. Not too big a box. Select a sturdy box which will accommodate just a maximum of 2 inches of space all around the object.
Yeah, and that's to say you're not spending extra money. I say 3 to 4 inches is safer, but you definitely don't want the outside of the box, the box itself, the outer box, and the item to be in any risk of touching, because that can transmit, a sharp force on the outside of the box directly to the item and cause it to fracture, crack.
By the way, I found this. I'm reading this on eBay.
Yeah.
This is one of the eBay guides, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so number 3, peanuts. Start to fill the bottom 2 inches of the box with peanuts, not newspaper, shredded or otherwise.
Yeah.
Rags, wee-wee pads, disposable diapers, etc. Not these things.
Not very professional,
okay,
either.
So peanuts.
Oh, if you have a baby.
Do you use peanuts?
No, I personally don't like them, and I'll tell you why. They are so messy. If you're a buyer and you get a package and it's time to open it. And in this case, the item I bought still was damaged because even with the peanuts, it still wasn't packed correctly. The intent was there, but it wasn't packed correctly.
So what was it that was wrought iron?
It was a cast iron lantern.
Really?
That has little feet.
Hmm.
And one of them snapped off. And it's because it was resting on the feet. I would have put in maybe a cardboard disc or square to keep it elevated off the feet so that any blunt force to the box would be transmitted down the center of the lantern and not to the feet, which were sticking out and are fragile because, again, they're cast iron. Cast iron is very brittle. It's strong, but it's very brittle.
What would you use other than peanuts?
Large bubble wrap.
Okay, just fill it all around.
Yeah, to fill the void. Probably more expensive. It's reusable, so buyer wants to reuse it for something.
And for me, with my thoughts, since it's a one-off,
yeah,
you know, I have this beautiful platter.
Peanuts are fine. It's a personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind that peanuts are messy, and it can be a hassle for the buyer. I know when I get something with peanuts and I open up my desk, there's like peanut, little tiny bits of peanut electrostatically clinging to everything around me.
So while she is saying don't scrimp on those peanuts, don't scrimp on the bubble wrap. you want a tight, solid package, and that's the key.
Well, tight, solid, but I would add to what she's at, says, yes, you should wrap it tightly. You want at least three layers so that every surface is covered with at least one, preferably two or more bubbles, so that the entire item is suspended inside the bubble wrap. But once you've finished wrapping it tightly, don't wrap it tightly with tape. This is a common mistake that a lot of sellers make, because it becomes really difficult for the buyer to unwrap that, and they may go get a sharp thing like a knife or a pair of scissors. They can end up cutting themselves. So once it's wrapped tightly, you only need to secure it with one piece of tape. I recommend something opaque, not clear, so it's easy for the buyer to see it. And then it just needs to be one piece. You're just holding the bubble wrap in place. The tape isn't supposed to secure the item. It's just to hold the bubble wrap in place so that when the person needs to unwrap it, they only need to pull that one piece of tape, and now the wrapping comes off easily. Whereas if you wrap it like a mummy, it is really hard to get that open. I've cut myself with a pair of scissors trying to open, cut open a bubble wrapped item that was sealed as tightly as King Tut.
Listen,
his
you
tomb.
Can cut if it's like a wearing apparel, like I said earlier.
Yeah.
You can ruin it.
You can ruin. I've ruined clothes twice now in my eBay purchasing history for the last 20 years. I've ruined clothing that I thought, I had to very carefully open it with a pair of scissors. And in most cases, when I use those reusable poly bags that they just have a tear, so you can tear it open, a tear flap, and not have to resort to a sharp object to get it open. And then I know some sellers like to save money. I ordered a jacket, a blazer, and it came in a flat rate padded envelope, but it was wound up really tight and that stuffed inside this envelope. And when I got it out, it was all wrinkled and it looked like, looked like a Sharpay's jacket. And it wasn't a great experience. I would, I have to take it and have it cleaned and pressed.
So she also suggests there's a shake test. There should be absolutely no shaking the contents.
That's right. Okay. You should hear nothing, feel nothing moving. If you do, it's not packed enough.
And the next thing is double boxing, ? Not necessary if packed well, but it is a UPS shipping claim requirement.
Yeah.
It does add about one more pound to the weight or the cost. Also, the outer box must be about 2 inches larger, and that additional space must also be peanut filled or bubble wrap filled.
Right. So if you are going to double box, make sure, and her point is really important one, make sure that you leave enough space to fill it, the void between the two boxes, with ample amounts of packing, whether that's bubble wrap or peanuts. I've received double boxed items where the seller must have thought, yeah, I heard double boxing is great, with no space between the outer and inner box. And in both those cases, the items are damaged anyway. Because it just didn't serve any purpose. The idea is to create a buffer around the first box with enough space filled in the air void with peanuts to absorb any shock to the outside of the box and not transfer that shock energy into the inner box where it can then damage the item.
CB from Chicago, Illinois is on the line with us. CB is C.B. is the username on eBay. Hey, CB, how you doing? What's your question or comment?
I was going to talk about the packaging.
Okay.
Because I also have had some things arrive not so great.
Yeah.
But I go to the experts. The manufacturers do, all this research, and they lots of times will minimize their packaging because they obviously don't want to spend the extra money on the weight and the extra parts. So one of the things is that the original Corning, I don't know if you remember back when you were getting your Corningware, they would come in a box with just the cardboard holding it. It was just all empty space.
Yeah.
Cardboard is just an amazing way to isolate your object. And what you were saying before about things banging, clanging against each other and damaging that way, cardboard is a great buffer. So that prevents things, once you've wrapped them in your bubble wrap, to get it so that they don't go against each other, because lots of times it's not something from the outside that hurts them, but something where they go against each other.
So how do you use the cardboard?
As two things. One, to isolate various items. So if you have a saucer and a cup, you take your saucer and you wrap that, and then you use a piece of cardboard and put it between your saucer and your cup, and then I will tape the saucer and the cup to the cardboard so that I make sure the cardboard does not come out from between the two.
Oh, yes.
Very interesting.
Very good one, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then also I use NASA and MIT, who do an egg drop contest. Talk about experts. They have a contest where they put an egg, an uncooked egg, into a box of some sort, and they have the students drop them. I don't remember what the height is. It was like, you know, 20 feet, 30 feet from the top of some stairs down to the floor below, and the engineering students will test to see what survives. And I think that's why bubble wrap is so popular, because one of the best designs for that is some kind of cushion on the outside, what Griff was talking about precisely, which is the shock. You need to get that so that it takes the shock and disperses it. That's what breaks things, is that. And what also breaks things is if it's glass especially, there's an internal vibration that it's, well, glass is crystalline, so that internal vibration will cause it to shock. So what you want to do
a lot of good food for thought. There's
very
our
good,
music.
Yes.
Sorry, CB. Thank you so much. Good advice.
This segment was brought to you by Shipworks. Coming up next, this week's closing segment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Don't miss it.
Ask any successful eBay seller to sum up the secret of their success in just one word, and you're liable to hear the same answer. Terapeak. Because thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak to tell them what items are hot, how to price them, and what their competitors are doing. Only Terapeak can access up to 2 years of eBay data to help you improve every phase of your online selling and take your profits to the next level. Terapeak has been building tools for eBay sellers for 12 years, and they've helped seller after seller to grow their business. Even if you can only afford a single third-party tool, you can't afford not to use Terapeak. It's no secret that thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak, and you can too. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com. That's T-E-R-A-P-E-A-K, Terapeak.com.
Poorly packed items are one of the most common reasons that buyers leave negative feedback. But with shipping supplies from BubbleFast, you'll soon be packing like a pro. BubbleFast's Mark and Robin Levine have the answers to all your packing and shipping questions, and they've got everything you need to put their advice into practice. They've been serving e-commerce sellers just like you since 1999, and they personally use all of their own products. If they don't like it, they won't sell it. So start packing your items as professionally as you run the rest of your business with shipping supplies from BubbleFast. Join BubbleFast's Facebook group and subscribe to their Bubble Briefs newsletter. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 407.
You have to love what you're doing when selling on eBay. Marcia Collier is known on eBay as top-rated seller Marcia underscore C, and author of the eBay for Dummies and Social Media for Dummies series. She explains what drives sellers.
It's a passion. It's something you enjoy doing. What a thrill you get when you find something and you sell it for a nice, healthy profit on eBay. It's something that's a passion. You can do it with your family. It's not a grind. It's not a hustle. It can be your passion. And if you do it right, you'll understand how to do it and just have a great income for the rest of your life.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where you get rockstar parking, the paparazzi won't bother you, and you can use a silly fake name. Now, here's Griff and his long-suffering co-host, Lee.
And today's very last segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles.
And it's so funny that it's sponsored by them. Because they're all over the events.
Oh, they are.
As usual, yes. But yes. We love that, though. We love it.
Well, let's do a few of these.
Okay.
See what we can
Why
get.
Why don't you start?
These are all meetups, by the way. So these are local meetup groups where sellers who get together physically in one location, like a restaurant or a house or a conference center somewhere. And they do it on a regular basis, and they discuss all things eBay. And they're a lot of fun. We have one in the Bay Area, in fact, that's...
And you learn a lot.
You learn. On April 13, 2017, the Greater New York City eBay e-commerce sellers group meetup will happen at the New York Public Library from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. That's Thursday, April 13th. It'll be in the Columbus branch of the library basement community room in Manhattan. And the topic will be writing the perfect eBay listing with the speaker, Kathy Terrell.
Then on April 15th, tax day, eBay Oklahoma Sellers Group Meetup is happening via Skype. The guest speaker is going to be Casey, the rock star eBay flipper, and that's happening from 2 to 3 p.m. That's a Saturday, by the way, this coming Saturday.
Right.
The event will take place via Skype. And to join in, you message lisa.llb317 via Skype at least 15 minutes before the scheduled start time.
Right. You know that tax day this year is actually the 18th.
Yes.
April 19th, the Casa Grande online eBay sellers group meetup will happen at the Cookie Jar in Casa Grande from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. That's Wednesday, April 19th. It'll be an eBay Q&A. Wi-Fi will be available if you want to bring a laptop.
April 20th, Minnesota eBay sellers group meetup from 7 to 9 p.m., and the where is going to be announced, so stay tuned.
On April 23rd, Sunday, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., the Central Florida eBay Sellers Group Meetup will happen in the Buenaventura Lakes Branch Library in Kissimmee, Florida. The topic will be eBay selling and marketing, plus how to identify and value your antiques and collectibles.
And who with?
Well, let me see. Will Seipel and Robin Levin from Worth Point.
Then on April 24th, and this is so cool, you told the story before, but the Heart of Florida eBay Sellers Group Meetup, they are in three cities.
Yeah.
Actually four, because there's a Jacksonville one too, but.
Wow.
But, the Heart of Florida eBay Sellers Group Meetup, the Villages, is taking place from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Belvedere Library in the Villages, Florida. The topic, eBay selling, identifying antiques and collectibles, and email marketing. And Will and Robin from Worth Point will be there as well.
And then on April 26th, on a Wednesday, the Heart of Florida eBay Sellers Group Meetup you did the one in the Villages, so let me do the one before. April 25th, that's a Tuesday, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., the Heart of Florida eBay Sellers Group Meetup in Ocala will happen at the Wyoming Baptist Church in Ocala, Florida. The topic is eBay selling, eBay marketing, and how to identify antiques and collectibles with guess who?
I have no idea.
And also a representative from USPS.
April 26th, the Heart of Florida eBay Sellers Group Meetup in Gainesville is going to meet from 11 to 1 p.m., 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., USPS sorting facility. That would be fascinating.
Yeah.
In Gainesville, Florida, and the topic, eBay selling, email marketing, and how to identify antiques and collectibles. And Will and Robin from Worth Point are going to be along with them as well.
And then finally for this month, April, April 29th.
April 27th.
Oh, 27th, sorry.
There are two more, actually.
The Jacksonville eBay Sellers Group Meetup will happen April 27th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the USPS Sorting Facility in Gainesville, Florida. eBay selling, email marketing, and how to identify antiques and collectibles with Seipel and Levin, Worth Point Company, and a representative from USPS.
So they should have a T-shirt, Seipel and Levin, the road show.
Yeah.
April 29th, 2017, this is our last one for the month, eBay Oklahoma Sellers Group Meetup.
Yeah.
2 to 3 p.m., Saturday, April 29th, at Interurban in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Topic, every aspect of eBay selling at the group's first in-person meetup.
Yay!
How cool is that? We love new ones.
Yeah, we love new ones.
And these can be so important. You're getting together with your fellow eBay sellers, and you are learning from them. They're learning from you, believe it or not.
Yes.
We had on someone here who was an organizer a couple of months ago, a group organizer, telling us that she learned from the newbies all the time. They come up with questions she never thought about before. So
yes.
no matter where you fall, intermediate, newbie, expert, you're going to need to go to one of these seller meetup groups. And I hope there's one near you. And if not, you should consider starting one. They're fun, too.
They're lots of fun.
You know, you get out from behind your computer and you go meet other like-minded individuals and you learn.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. So I say it again. I'm going to say eBay in Las Vegas, baby. And that is going to happen. eBay Open 2017 is happening July 25th through the 27th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And you can go ahead and book your airlines or do whatever you have to do. Start getting packing, whatever you have to do. We'll be announcing the rest of the particulars shortly. So
how cool
is
that?
Hope to see you there. We're going to have a blast. Of course, eBay Radio will be there.
Yes.
I don't, we don't know what days yet. We don't know anything yet. I know nothing.
Not yet.
As soon as we know that, we'll be able to tell them that as well. So
can't wait.
Can't wait either. I had a good time today, Griff. Thank you.
Well, I did too. Pleasure was all ours. This segment was brought to you by Worth Point, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. We will be live on Tuesday, April 18th with eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Join us then.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish. With an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
As an eBay Radio listener, you've heard about Reply Manager, now an Excelco product. Maybe you're already using Reply Manager to manage your customer support messages, but you're still looking for a way to manage feedback. Excelco is excited to announce Hi5, a free tool designed to automatically encourage positive feedback. If you receive negative feedback, Hi5 instantly alerts you so you can resolve the issue right away. Together, Reply Manager and Hi5 help you manage your relationships with your customers from the beginning of each transaction until its successful end. And right now, you can get a special package deal for both of them just in time for the holidays. Try Reply Manager and Hi5 free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay. That's Reply Manager and Hi5 free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.